The city of the future and the concept of a smart city is connected. It connects people with things, institutions, and other people. An app where people and places are already connected is Foursquare. With this app, people can log into places and a map shows their friends where they are. Scott Garner, you're the inventor of Hell is Other People. Hello.
Hello.
On your website, you call it an experiment in anti-social media. Why are you so anti?
Well, one, I think that's a little bit of a trick name in that it could either mean that I'm anti-social media or it's media for anti-social people. And it's a little bit of both. And I think it's not necessarily that I'm really anti one or the other, but I do think because social media has become such a big part of our lives so very quickly that it's maybe time for us to slow down and take a look at how it really affects the way we live day to day.
A lot of people are keen to keep their connection to the outside world via social media. You want to minimize the social interaction. Did you feel that there's a need for that?
I think really it came for me out of moving to New York last fall. I was very overwhelmed by the number of people in the city, on the subway, at NYU, where I'm currently a student. And so I was kind of dealing with some social anxiety. But speaking to Foursquare, Dennis Crowley, one of the co-founders of Foursquare, actually was a student in the same program that I'm in. And he developed Foursquare while he was a student there. The initial version of it was actually done as a project. So for him, he was looking for ways during his time at NYU to connect with his friends, know which bars to go to, always know where his friends were so he could be around them. And I was kind of thinking, well, you know, what if you need some time alone? What if you want to get away from people a little bit? And so in some ways, Hell is Other People is a response directly to Foursquare as a project that he did at NYU.
You have to log into Foursquare in order to avoid others on your application. So it's basically kind of a taking part in order to avoid meeting people.
It is. It's a little bit ironic in that way. And it was funny because while I was developing it, I actually didn't have a Foursquare account before. So I had to sign up for Foursquare and then go around and ask people to be my friends so that I could avoid them. So it was a little silly to do that, but people were very accommodating.
Do you have to show where you are when you take part in your app?
Your information is shared anonymously just to build a generic map, but none of that information is stored on my end. It actually communicates and does everything through the Foursquare API. So all of the hard work is actually done by checking in on Foursquare. All of that work happens on their end.
Could you explain a little bit to us how the whole thing works? We just got a little idea.
Sure. So basically, normally when you use Foursquare, as you mentioned, you check in and your location pops up on the web for all your friends to see. So everyone can know what bar you're at, what restaurant you're at, things like that. By using that data, Foursquare has a public API where I can look and see where all of your friends are if you connect your account. And then using a specialized algorithm, I'm able to calculate kind of ideal locations in the same area that you could go to avoid those friends.
I've seen a video of you trying your application and you were frustrated because the people you were supposed to not meet, they were supposed to check into places and therefore be shown on the map. From your experience, how reliable are these kind of people-based virtual networks?
You know, that did become a funny kind of emerging surprise in my experiment. I wasn't really expecting that. But in a way, it was sort of appropriate because I was trying to avoid people because I have a hard time dealing with people. And in this way, the people were kind of failing me by not letting me avoid them. But it is interesting to look at it from that standpoint of these social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, are only as good as the people that participate in them. All of the content and all the real usefulness of those sites is user-generated.
So you believe that people are too spontaneous for these kinds of things?
You know, I wonder about that. One of the things that Foursquare does, and I think it's a really interesting application, it can do something like, if you're at a restaurant at 6 p.m., it can say, you know, lots of people that eat at this restaurant go to this bar afterwards, or they go to this show. So you can get interesting recommendations from that standpoint. You can also see the kinds of places your friends go. I think that's interesting, but I think it also has kind of a homogenizing effect. So you're just sort of doing the same things that other people have done, and you're just sort of doing the same things your friends have done. One of the things that was interesting with Hell is Other People is that you get suggestions to go to locations that your friends have never been to, you've never been to. It may be an interesting place, it may be not, but at least it is kind of divergent from this collective, oh, everybody does this, so you should do it too.
There has been quite some media coverage on your project. What kind of feedback did you get? And did you feel that there are a lot of people out there who want to avoid social control?
I think there was kind of a surprising amount, and I think that, you know, it was really done as an experiment, not necessarily to be a useful application, but I think the idea has resonated with a lot of people. I think a lot of people are kind of looking at their lives and seeing how big a role social media is starting to take, whether they use it or not, which is kind of a strange thing. For example, I've talked to a number of people who've noticed this phenomenon. I myself in recent years have noticed that fewer people remember my birthday, and I eventually realized it's because I don't use Facebook, and people are just very used to now the idea of Facebook telling them when their friends' birthdays are, so they don't have to remember them. I think similar things happen, you know, with Facebook invitations. If you're on Facebook, you'll get invited to the party. If you're not, you won't. So I think it's just an important time for us to kind of step back and look at how these things affect our lives, because they've become part of our lives really, really quickly.
I guess that's the idea for the statement, hell is other people, from your point of
view. Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.